This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for listening. We cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley on this program. And today, a special two-segment program. We're going to talk about what's happening at Roseburg High School Theater, current production with Troy Pennington in our second segment. But we begin by talking about something coming up soon in Sutherland. Sue Gilliam, one of the organizers of that. Sue, thanks for being on today.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
So tell me what your event is called.
Our event is called Sutherland Rotary Timbertown Christmas Bazaar, and this bazaar is a Rotary-sponsored event. And we have 34 vendors. We have food trucks. We have entertainment. And it's going to be, we also have a visit from Santa, too.
And when is this going to be taking place?
Are you still there?
There we go. And so when is this going to be taking place?
Timbertown Christmas Bazaar is December 13th and 14th, and it'll be at the Sutherland Community Center. And we have Sutherland High School Choir will be a part of the entertainment, and the Oakland Singers, Father's House Choir. Santa's going to make a trip downtown, down Central. We're also partnering with a library that is going to be building gingerbread houses on their Fun Friday event from 2 to 4, which Santa will make a guest appearance there as well. We have the Bearded Guy Bites food truck, a tamale truck, and also Vintage Vibes soda truck.
Wow, so you've got a lot going on there. Talk about who all has put this together.
Well, as I said, it's a Rotary-sponsored event, but I'm the organizer of this event, and I come with a long history of putting on Christmas bazaars. So
what do you like about Christmas bazaars? What's kind of special about those versus just your typical craft show?
So the thing that I like about this is one of Rotary's themes is building a better community where people matter and want to come home. And all of the fees that I charge for the vendor space, I turn around and use it as seed money to put together auction baskets for the Rotary auction. And that'll be in the spring. And all of the proceeds from the auction go to community projects, whether it's Ford's Pond or the backpack program. It goes to kids' scholarships and renewed scholarships. So it gives right back into the community. And we're also showcasing the businesses down Central. And so we'll be sending our shoppers that come to Timbertown down to family and friends. They'll be doing a tasting on Saturday, and the wood shop and Sutherland Drug Store is doing a promotion, and Kalapuya Reflections Museum and S&K Market. So there's a lot of items to choose from for last minute Christmas shopping or first time Christmas shopping for all the late shoppers.
So talk about the Rotary. How long have you been involved in Rotary?
Well, I've been in Sutherland for almost 9 years, and my husband is involved in Rotary, and I just hopped on the bandwagon to help out with the auctions, and I've been doing putting baskets together with Holly Boggs during that whole time. So it's a fun time, and the Rotary auction is one of the nicest auctions out there, so if you can look for that as it's coming up in the springtime.
So Rotary, talk about some of the things that take place otherwise for Rotary.
So Rotary does reading program, backpack program, the Starfish program, helps out the FFA and the different programs in the high school from Oakland to Sutherland. And they do scholarships for kids and help kids get to nationals that come and present. We just had a presenter from the Candy Cane fundraiser that's going on in Oakland this holiday season. So and then also they support the Timber Town Light Christmas Parade that goes through town. So there's just a myriad of different events and programs that they support. So they're a small group, but they're a mighty group.
So looking ahead, talk about that light parade. When is that going to be?
That's December 21st, and Dwayne Waller is the coordinator of that. He'd probably be a good one for you get to do an interview.
Absolutely. So that one is always very popular as well. For the folks that are involved in this with items that they have created to sell, are these all local folks, or are you getting some people from out of the area?
This year, I could have filled the space two times. I've turned away a lot of vendors because I only had the 34 spaces available. Next year, I'll be looking at the possibility of a larger facility that could possibly have 100 vendors. So, but there are probably half of them are new vendors this year.
Wow. And how do you get connected with them?
Well, I had to take a year off to recover from some surgery. But once they heard that I was doing it again, my phone started ringing. So I didn't really advertise for vendors. They just knew to call and referrals.
Wow. It's always good to have those long-term connections with folks. So give us the dates and the times again for this event.
December 13th and 14th, it's a Friday and a Saturday at the Sutherland Community Center, and it's from 10 until 6 p.m.
All right, and is there an admission charge for that?
Nope, there is no admission charge, but come with money to spend at the vendor's booth.
All right, a lot going on out there in Sutherland. Sue Gilliam, thanks for being on with us today.
You're so welcome, and thanks for having me.
All right. We'll take a break. Back with our second segment in a moment. It's Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow I'm live at the Douglas County Christmas Fair. Well, segment two today, Roseburg High School Theater Department has got a production that is underway, and Troy Pennington on to talk about it. In fact, actually, you're not underway. You begin tomorrow, Troy. Is that right?
Yeah. Opening night is tomorrow.
So talk about what is the production?
Yeah, so it is about a community theater over in Middletown, Connecticut, putting on a production of A Christmas Carol, but everything is going wrong. It is opening night, and the costume and sets are missing. All of the actors are out with food poisoning, so the motley crew of the theater is trying to figure out how best to be able to still put on the production in less than 7 hours for their audience.
Oh, no pressure there.
Yeah, not at all.
So how did you come to write this?
Yeah, so I was looking for a fall play that had a lot of characters for students to be able to come and join and be a part of. And then I was thinking a Christmas show would be fun or something based around the holidays. But most of the shows that I was coming across weren't necessarily comedies. So Christmas Carol, being that it is royalty free because it's in anyway, long story short, anything over about 100 years old is like royalty free, so you can be able to write your own adaptations of certain classics, and Christmas Carol is one of them. So I thought about taking A Christmas Carol and then applying a bunch of ideas, things that could possibly go wrong during a show, and that's how it came up.
All right. Have you ever done any writing like this from a big classic production?
I've written like 7 or 8 different shows, a couple of musicals. I've written with Dr. Jason Heald up at UCC. I think this is the first full-length play that I've written, I believe. Yes, the answer is yes.
Wow. So how many actors do you have in this?
Let's see here. I think we have 14 named characters and about 16 or so ensemble members. So altogether, we've got about 30 actors and then about 10 to 15 kiddos who are working tech and crew behind the scenes. So altogether, about 45 involved with the production.
Wow, a lot of people there. And how long have you been working on this?
Since October. Yeah, I think we had auditions last week of September and then started rehearsals immediately first week of October.
And so you're doing this, but at the same time, you've got classes to teach during the week as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then last couple of weeks, we've been prepping for auditions for the musical, which will be Mamma Mia. And that's going to be coming up in the spring. So lots of things going on right now.
And how many years have you been leading Roseburg High Theater?
Let's see here. Well, I was born and raised here, so I kind of grew up in the theater program. And then I've been back as a teacher now for, about a year and a half? This is the beginning of my second year.
How's it going for you?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun to be on the other end of things. You know, you kind of have a different understanding of sort of the gap between your age and then the age of kids that you're teaching now. But it's still kind of all the same fundamentals, you know, because I think I've said this before, but with theater in particular, you learn a bunch of life skills and things like that. And being able to kind of pass on what you now know as an adult person to like the next generation has been very, very fun.
So it opens tomorrow. We'll talk about when it's going to be playing.
Yeah, so it's for the next 2 weekends. So the 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th, which are Fridays and Saturdays, are at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, December 8th and December 15th are going to be 2 p.m. matinees.
And what's the runtime on this?
Runtime is just about 2 hours, and that does include a 15-minute intermission. And we've got a bunch of scratch-made goodies that you guys can be able to purchase. We're talking hot cocoa, marshmallow brownies. There's the best sugar cookie that you will ever have in your life. We also made some white chocolate peppermint fudge. So lots of goodies to be able to purchase as well. And all proceeds from ticket sales and all of that go directly back into our department so that we can be able to provide the community with even better shows and teach the kiddos even more stuff in the future.
And all these items are low calorie, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Gluten free, whole nine yards.
Or not. So
yeah, not at all.
What do you like about teaching? How different is that from being a performer?
You know, it's a different hat to wear, right? When you're performing, you are pretty much only concentrating on the type of character that you're putting together. But when you're, directing or teaching, which are pretty much the same thing I've kind of come to discover, you are not only kind of crafting the story, but you're also kind of crafting the individual and, kind of teaching them the skills that they need to be able to learn. And not only the skills to learn as far as drama goes, but also about actively listening, about participating with your partner, about kind of staying open and in the moment. So it's a very different hat.
And growing up here and then coming back here to be a teacher, like you said, is kind of on the other end of things, but also the idea that you can give students an understanding of the potential that they have, whether they want to just do community theater or whether they want to go farther.
Yeah, because I feel like I've had the pleasure of kind of learning a bunch of different things in different places. So I've worked in Portland, and then I went to school and worked down in LA for a little while. So I've had very different perspectives that kind of run the gamut from like smaller regional theaters up to, you know, trying to work industry stuff. So being able to kind of take that to the kids in a town that doesn't really get a heck of a lot of like professional action, right? Because the closest people to us are really up in Eugene and Portland. So being able to bring some of that knowledge down here so that the kids know that there is kind of opportunity outside of just high school to be able to continue on in is important. And the perspective is kind of missing from a smaller town like ours.
And it's been amazing how many people just in the time that I've been here, well, even in the last 10 years, that have come through as high school students, end up in college, end up in UACT. Some go other places as well. And whether they choose to pursue it professionally or just as a sort of a sideline that they really like to do, all of them, it sounds like it's really a bright spot in their life.
Yeah, yeah. Cause, you know, and I've talk to some of the kiddos about this too, but a lot of times you can be able to look at drama as therapy a little bit. So a lot of like introverted kiddos or kiddos that don't necessarily connect with a bunch of their peers and whatnot, they learn to be able to flourish amongst you know, kind of these small group interactions, and from there they're able to gain confidence and the ability to kind of speak up for themselves. And it's really important for me in my position to be able to help cultivate that.
Something Like a Christmas Carol opens tomorrow night at Roseburg Theater, Roseburg High School Theater. Troy Pennington, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.